James Johnson here. So in this video, I'm going to teach you how you could quickly and easily find an area, a city, or a state's employment and unemployment rate, as well as its job growth. And as you know, this is very important information that you need to have while you're doing your due diligence, so definitely don't skip this. So how we're going to do this is just go to www.bls.gov. And once you're on the home page of that, you're going to want to come on over to the search box on the upper right-hand side and then type in local area unemployment statistics. Hit enter, and once you're there, give it a second to load and then click on the first one. Again, local area unemployment statistics homepage. And then that's going to pop up. Now you're going to want to scroll down about halfway through, and you're going to click on LAU databases. And then once you're here, a little shortcut is to actually click on instructions for extracting data. Then, right underneath the title, you're going to click on most requested statistics. And this is the little shortcut, makes it a little bit easier. And then again, you'll click on that one more time. And that's going to pull up a drop-down list of every state. So for this, we'll just do Florida. We'll do this area. But as you can see, there's each and every one. So then you'll click on your state. And now it'll give you a drop-down of all the major metros in that state. So for Florida, there's a lot more. If it's a smaller state or not as densely populated, there'll only be a few. But for this, we'll do the Sarasota area. So I'm just going to click on Northport, Sarasota, Bradenton, Florida, metro area. And then down at the bottom, retrieve data. Now you could see from that right now I have the data set from 2006 to 2016 with no graphs or annual averages. But you could see that for every month for the past 10 years, it gives the data for several things. First, the total labor force in that metro area. Next, the employment rate, or how many people are employed. Then how many people are unemployed, and then it gives you the actual unemployment rate. So it's interesting, you know, if you're to start in 06, you could see the trends. It starts at 3.0, it's going up, then 08, 09, up in the double digits. We went from 3 all the way up to 12. 12.2 at its highest in August of 09. Then it starts to come back down. Then you could see December of 2016 is where this data leaves off. So what you're going to want to do when you're analyzing this is just look at the past year or two. So we could see, we'll start in January of 2015. We can see it was at 5.1. And now it's down to 4.3. So you could see that there is job growth in this market. This, you know, it's gone down about half a point from 5.1 to 4.6. But that's good to see. You wouldn't want to see that go in the opposite way. And as you could see, it, you know, it definitely trends. But for the past 2 years, there has been job growth here and the unemployment rate is down. So that's definitely a good thing to see. And you could do that, you know, you could expand the data. You could go back even farther. And you could also do it for, you know, really any metro that you want. So we could do the same thing, but for Miami. And we'll see what the past 2 years are looking like there. All right, January of 2015, 5.8. Now it's down to 4.9, so it's looking good there. So very simple, very self-explanatory, but that's how you could find it for a specific metro area. So this is the best and easiest way to really hone in and do it quick. Then there's also a couple other quick little things that I wanted to show you. But that's the primary method that you want to use to find this info. But what you can also do is if you just go to Google homepage and then type in BLS, Civilian Labor Force and Unemployment Rate by State, then click on the second one. What this does is it kind of shows them all side by side, so you could see. So again, we'll just every state here, we'll just go to Florida. And you could see all the info that we just looked at, but for all the states side by side. So this would be helpful if you're comparing, you know, some properties in different metro areas. You could see how they're matching up. And then the data that they're showing here is, again, just like how we just looked at, the civilian labor force and then the unemployed, and then the percent of that. So you could see just for Alabama, the first state, they do it for the whole state as a whole. So you could see in Alabama, the unemployment rate last year in December in 2015 was 5.9, and it's still 5.9 in 2016. Then you could hone that down even more. You could see for Birmingham, it was 5.0, still 5.0. And then, again, you could find your specific area. So if we were to go back down to Florida, we could see for the Northport, Sarasota area, the same data that we had just saw. So this is another very quick and easy tool to use. And then again, that's on Bureau of Labor Statistics. And then lastly, I wanted to show you one more interesting thing. So if on Google you type in new geography and you click on the first one, newgeography.com, then you'd scroll down and over on the right they're going to have the best cities for jobs. Click on that. And then what this does is it ranks each city in the country, you know, one through, you know, hundreds for what city is the best for job growth. So you could read their article about how they calculate it, but I just wanted to show you quick. You could do small, medium, large, or all cities. So if we're just going to click on all, you could see that St. George, Utah was ranked first in the nation for job growth. And that's a small city. You could see, you know, small, Provo, medium, San Francisco, large. So you could see for, you know, large size cities for big metro areas, San Francisco first, San Jose second, Orlando, Florida third. And you could scroll all the way through and find the metro that you're looking in if it did make the list. So those are just three quick and easy ways that you could find the unemployment rate, the employment rate, and job growth. So this is definitely something that you don't want to skip when you're doing your due diligence. It's very important, and I suggest you do it each and every time you're analyzing a new market or something that you're unfamiliar with. So I appreciate the time. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you in the next one.